Hey, what's up, guys? Here on another episode of Eli and Mike, we are excited to have a very young entrepreneur here with us. Came all the way from Hawaii.
Let's
He
go.
here to Beverly Hills.
Yes.
And here he is down Rodeo, Micah Tengon. How are you, Micah?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you for having me here.
Amazing. Thank you for being here. How was your flight from Hawaii?
It wasn't too bad. It was just like a quick little swim over here.
Okay.
Still done a real swim. Swim with Moana, you know. Just Moana, my little sister, and then Maui. But you know, it was okay. It was a cool.
I love that. I love that.
Love it.
So you're already here, but you're also from LA too, right?
No, I'm from Hawaii.
You're
born Hawaii and raised in Hawaii.
But I've seen content of you in LA. Like,
yeah.
I'm assuming you come here often.
I do come here often, like almost every month.
Look.
Because I just love, like, the creator community out here is a lot different than Hawaii.
Yes.
For sure. And we've been to Hawaii. So
yeah.
There's a lot going on, but definitely here in Los Angeles, it's crazy out here, especially our creators, you know?
And it's easier to, like, connect with people here.
Yeah,
that do the same thing because in Hawaii, it's more mellow and like not many creators. So sometimes it can be hard.
Right. Yeah. We were actually with a bunch of influencers yesterday and some of them are from New Jersey. Some of them are from Chicago and they don't live here yet. But they said that the reason why they come out here is because the creator culture is just next level here in Los Angeles. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Love it.
Everybody loves to collaborate. And I feel like that's another reason why we have you here is because for one, we've seen your content. Two, I'm like, this guy's really cool. I want to know more about him. And we just decided to reach out to you and say, all right, let's have them in this platform. Which, by the way, the cool thing is you actually know people in our circle, too.
Right.
And that makes it a lot easier for us to connect, you know?
Exactly. And I'm always happy to connect new people. And I like, this is like my second podcast, so I'm very interested
in
me on a podcast. So I've also been on the news podcast, which is interesting.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes. We've seen this. Yeah, I saw the news podcast when you're behind the scenes and all that.
And I was so scared.
Wow.
It was good, though.
Okay, you're doing so much as a creator, and we have to ask this. How old are you?
I'm 22. I look young, though. A lot of people think I look like 18 or 19. I like that a lot. But Asian genetics and Asian.
There you go. You know? Love it. Wait, we have a son. He's 18, and you look younger than him.
Wow, that's actually good for later on in life. You know, I'll be good. Yeah.
Yep. Feast of genetics. It's a blessing.
Do you do anything with skin routine, or is this just really truly your genetics?
It's just genetics. Like I look just young. I have a baby face, and that's like kind of how I grew up, and that's kind of like how I am. You know, I make content around it, but
like
kind of goes with my brand too because I'm very like. Wholesome, positive. So, this guy looks nice and he is nice. So,
Love it. And actually, let's stay on that topic. So, you're actually an amazing creator. You do many different things from fashion to kind of like you run with people in the street.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about how you started your whole creator journey and actually what made you pick the type of journey that you're on right now with this creator?
So, I've been doing content for like over 10 years now and I've been doing like I've been doing different niches, all kinds of different types of content. I started off with like cringy dances and cringy like POVs that I used to do. But like, you know, everyone has that cringy era. I was just kind of trying things because I loved filming. I always grew up like filming with a camera. And so then I started doing interview videos because my whole life I was very insecure.
Okay.
And like didn't want to like be social
at
all. I was very like closed off. But I felt like in order to grow as a person, I need to like do something that's out of my comfort zone. And so I started just going out and just like my first ever time doing an interview video was super awkward, super like weird. I didn't even know what I was doing. I just did it to do it because I was like, you know, if I'm not going to make a change now, then it's never going to happen.
Right.
And so I did it and then I interacted with people. And then over time, I saw the most growth. Everybody on social media and like also in different parts of my life, being able to meet with new creators and new connections through socialization. And that's like what I struggled with back then. But
are you more of like a natural introvert? Is that
what I'm like
you're more closed in?
Well, my whole life I used to be like very like to myself, barely have any friends, like just like kind of like a homebody, like just stay home.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And you're saying the interviews. Can you explain to the audience a little bit about this type of social media, like what is that? Is that you running up to people? Like, explain it to us.
So social media, like the interviews I do is like certain topics. Like I started out doing topics about Hawaii.
Okay.
And then I wanted to do more of like it relates everywhere around the world. So I started doing like acts of kindness, giving back to the community. I love like making people happy. So I had this like one video I made where I was like, I went up to this like lady. And like it was Christmas time and I partnered with this brand to give her like a scooter, like a life scooter.
No way.
And she like, I like asked her if she had like a Christmas gift this year, and she said no.
Oh wow.
And so I give her the gift. Oh shoot, my bad. But I give her the gift, and then she actually broke down crying, like in the middle of the Walmart parking lot.
Oh wow. So this is like straight public.
Yeah, public. And yeah, like I had a cameraman, but he was hidden. She didn't notice him. And then she broke down crying. She was like, you know, like, you gave me this gift. And 1 year ago today, my son was shot. This exact
gift. Wow.
And so that moment, she was like, I feel like this is a gift from God. And you were here in my life, that you're giving me this gift. Because
God.
And so that moment, I was like, this is like what it's all about. You know, like the people and like major impact on the people and like, that like moment could have changed your life forever. You know, right. You always remember that.
And it felt like that moment kind of pushed you further to do what you do now. Like after that experience, you're kind of like, I'm going at it kind of harder.
Right after that, I was like, I'm going to go all in. I'm going to do this full time. I'm going to make the world a better place. And I'm going to like spread positivity because you need that more in this world, I feel like.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. I mean, what a coincidence that you gifted, you know, this individual this scooter. And then, you know, a year right before that, her son got shot. I mean, that's, these things really do change people's lives.
Right, right.
And again, your type of social media that you do, your influence and that you do is kind of, it's in public and it's random and it's real. So like there are a lot of influencers who do videos that, you know, they're just kind of doing themselves. They are doing the cringy dancing videos and all this stuff.
Very cringy.
Right. But hey, it works. You know what I mean? A lot of these influencers are big time. They're making huge amounts of money. But again, the type of work that you do, because to us, this is totally work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which actually, if we add to that, like me and Mike also do the public styling. Mm-hmm. So we feel like it's also fascinating. So because you do it in an act of kindness, we do the same in a different format, right? We also style people, and people, believe it or not, were like, oh my God, I had such a bad day today and you made my day.
Right.
So we believe in that, the whole perspective that you have.
Yeah.
Because at the end, we all feel better about ourselves knowing that we're all like, we publicly made somebody feel better. Now they're going to go home feeling like, I have a reason. I'm so happy with it.
Right.
Which I can feel that same energy from you because,
yes.
I mean, it's really like so monumental to us to be able to pile up all these emotions to be able to make an impact.
You know? Right. Right. And it's not just about the views and stuff because like if you can impact one person like in a positive light, like, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Like, that's like what's all about. I feel like a lot of people and creators when they first start out, they're like chasing views and they're chasing like money and they're like in it for like that, the wrong reasons. But like, that's how I kind of started off too. But after doing this and more, I realized, like, that's the whole purpose of it. And it's more fulfilling doing it for the community than doing it for yourself.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's so, and again, we feel exactly the same way. Because we obviously do real estate and all that stuff on the side. But to have a real mission, like your mission statement of making changes in people's lives, making these impacts.
Yeah.
That's so much more than money. Actually, that's another type of coin that you get to put in your pocket and be like, I did that, you know.
But right.
I could cash on that. In a different way, of course.
Right. And like you said, there are influencers who do chase the views and whatnot. Was there a time where you just went viral and you kind of were just like, what the heck? Like, I can't believe I'm viral. Because you have hundreds of thousands of followers.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're about 1 million right about with all your
pages. All your pages put together. So you're like in the millions, hundreds of thousands, millions. And like, was there a time though where you were like, oh my gosh, like I'm getting so many views. This must be working.
Yes. Different times though. So when I first started social media, I actually started doing social media before like the other creators I know, like Ash.
Yeah.
I started before this.
Right.
Right. And I did like what it's called. I just posted for fun and I just went viral. I didn't even know what was going on. My phone was blowing up. I was like, I just posted just because I like just for fun. I didn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
In high school, I was young.
Yes.
And I just got all these views. But I didn't know what to do. I was like, okay, now it's more stressful because then I have to like maintain those views and maintain like the keep getting those views. But over time, I kind of like realized that those views, they were just watching me for like viral content rather than watching me for me and the good acts that I'm doing, you know?
Right.
It was more like, it was less fulfilling for me on my blog, which is why I switched over to doing these kind of content.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. So going back to, we're going to go really back.
Right.
You said like in 10 years, you've been doing all this influencing. So that means if you're 22, since you were 12, you're doing all the influencing. Is that about right?
I've been doing, I mean, I've been filming content for like, yeah, since
for like about, wow, since you were like 12 years old. Yeah. And that's pretty cool, guys. So like, seriously, for someone like yourself and a lot of people that are watching these things, they realize that they're afraid of going in front of people and they're afraid of creating their own content. Because a lot of people are, believe it or not, more pessimistic ideas thinking about those things, but they're also very to themselves.
Right, right.
Like they're very quiet, very closeted, and they're worried about what people are going to say about them. And I'm sure you felt that way in the beginning, but it's just a way of going out there and feeling the energy that you're going to bring. But let's go backwards. Sorry, I lost myself in the
podcast. Okay.
So let's go all the way back. So let's talk about your youth, like in the beginning when you were born and all these things. Like, do you have a full family? You have a mom, a dad? Like, how was that
relationship? I have a full family. Like, so I have one sister and I have two, like my mom and dad.
Amazing.
And we all grew up in Hawaii in a small house. And we just, yeah, I just went through just living a normal childhood. Like, just in Hawaii, it's different in Hawaii because, like, everyone just goes out, surfs. Like, they go to the beach and they go hiking. There's a lot of cool activities to do.
Do you all those?
Yeah. I love surfing, love skating. But over time, it's such a small island that you like experience it so much that it's like it gets tiring and it gets overly repetitive.
Of course.
So as I grew up and older, got older, I wanted to see different parts of the world. I wanted to explore and
right. Yeah, because we see you traveling a lot. So
yeah.
That's really amazing.
I try to travel as much as I can, like, and experience new things.
Yes. Yeah, okay, that's right. And so then you're growing up in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And we're because obviously we've met with you many different times. And when we're working, you're working.
Yeah.
You're always doing something which you're influencing, which is, again, it's work. And having your cameraman with you and just, you know, so, putting in that work, it's a lot for sure.
Yeah.
Where does this inspiration come from? And what did it come from, like, your mom, your dad? Did it come from just maybe yourself? Sometimes people are like, I inspired myself. But I want to know, like, where did this drive come from?
I see. So in Hawaii, there's this thing called the Aloha Spirit.
Okay.
And so it's where you are just a kind in Hawaii. And so in Hawaii, like, if you meet people in Hawaii, everyone's like a family. It's a big family and we always care for each other. And so that's kind of where it stemmed from. I was kind of doing it for Hawaii. I was trying to represent Hawaii rather than represent myself. So, for example, like now I like see myself making content for Hawaii and I represent Hawaii in other parts of the world and spread the aloha, not just in Hawaii, but throughout the entire like country, you know, and the world. So,
well, that makes you super authentic because here in California, in Hollywood and Beverly Hills, like, people are very like not very kind. So for your bring down, it's called, what is it called again? Aloha?
Aloha Spirit.
The Aloha Spirit. It can really spread the right message to a lot of people. Like your energy, you might can agree with me because he's huge on energy.
Right.
You already light up the room.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even need those lights, but it's just your death up like something. You know what I mean? So, but that just means that you know how to handle that energy, how to pass that aloha
spirit.
Mm-hmm. And I feel it now because I'm like, damn, like you got that energy. It's super cool.
Right.
Which I can see why you can grow and travel and do your things that you do because you are surrounded by that, by being in that state.
Right.
So that, I think that's really cool because as you grew up, you know, living in that state, actually, when did you fly out here for your first time?
For the first time, I flew out like maybe 3 years ago, but it's hard to make new friends if you don't know anyone. So I kind of flew out here by myself and I was just like, I just flew back because I didn't know anyone. I was like lost. I literally was lost. It was a bad experience. And then the second time I came here, it was actually a crazy experience how I met some creators. But as I grew myself in Hawaii, I was able to make those new connections. So I really worked on myself in Hawaii first before I started coming out here and like connecting with people first.
Love it. And actually, that might be something that would really help the audience and younger creators out there because I feel like a lot of creators that are younger, they're kind of scared to take that leap of faith, kind of like you did where you flew out there.
Right.
Like, but what kind of advice can you give them? Because I think they need it, you know?
Right. So sometimes you got to just send it in life. You know, you got to just go out and be out of your comfort zone because that's where you grow the most. I was super uncomfortable coming out here in general, like not knowing a single person. But God had a plan for me and he had people that came into my life that were like meant to be in my life. And also like, yeah, that's pretty much it. Like you just have to just step out of your comfort zone. And Hawaii is so small and very comfortable. Like, I was very comfortable. It's just a very simple life. You just go to the beach. You just go hanging with friends, and then that's just like the weekend, and then you just go back to work. But I wanted to do more, and I wanted to like experience more, so I had to push myself out and just go. And I was able to like figure it out, because if you just trust in God, He'll figure it out and let bring things into your life that you need and provide for you. Yeah,
that's a great message. I mean, we were talking before the set, before we started recording, about one of our Bible friends, Johnny Chang.
Yeah.
So are you a big believer of the Bible? And yeah. How do you study it? What do you do to continue?
So the reason why I actually came out here was a bunch of creators, and they're very like Christian. They're very religious. And
yes.
So that's why I kind of was drawn out here too. And I'm a very like, I grew up like Christian and very religious. But the past couple of months, I've been really, really like locked in.
Yeah.
And past couple of years, and a lot of better things have been happening.
Right.
I've been trusting in Him.
Yeah.
And not really focusing on what I need to do, but asking Him what is His best thing for me. Like, what is His path for me, you know?
Right, right.
And I kind of like going through that, yeah.
That's so strong, because I feel like sometimes that's what I do. I wake up with joy and happiness mm-hmm. right in the morning, and I just say, whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. I'm letting you kind of paint the foundation for me for the day, yeah. And I take it in as any possible way I can. And I don't get mad. I don't get upset at whatever happens, because that's meant to happen.
Right.
Like, it was meant to be. Like, if something, like, even our videographer was in here because he had an accident. I'm like, mm-hmm. It sucks, but it was meant to happen. Like, it was a reason for everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I feel that same, you know, message that you're spreading, and that makes sense, especially when you're studying the Bible, that you understand that these things are going to make you better,
right.
A better version of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, just going back to that message, how you just have to send it. Honestly, you just have to do it, because
it's not a send.
Right.
Yeah. You know, go. Just go. Go. Just go. Leave the country and then come back. No, oh my God. Come back. Come back.
Or maybe not.
I mean, it's up to you, but like,
exactly.
just go take the risk and like, yeah, you'll figure it out. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that concept, because we live by that as well. We are real estate agents. We are we give loans to people to get homes. Mm-hmm. And then we also are influencers, you know, with style videos. And then we also have fashion lines coming out. We're in, LA Fashion Week. We're in New York Fashion Week. So we do so many different things. Podcasts, we're here today, right?
Right.
And right, we do a lot. And even at one point, we had the mindset of like, are we going to be able to do this? Are we going to make it in the podcast world? We're just realtors and lenders. And now we're sitting here in Beverly Hills, California, one of the most well-known places in the world that people talk about. And we are top 5 of all podcasts in Beverly Hills.
That's really good.
Right?
And we have Micah on.
That's true.
All the way from Hawaii, you guys. So this is like an enhance, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But again, we never really thought that, can we make this happen?
Right.
And we just kind of live by your concept of life, where you just have to do it,
right,
and not give up. And sometimes you have to make that flight from another, you know, another state.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like Hawaii's like another country.
Yeah, no, a lot of people, it feels like it's like not in the U.S.
Yeah,
it's just like its own thing.
Right.
And it's like, it feels like that. Yeah.
Right. I have a deep question. I don't know if you could answer it.
Yeah.
But Hawaii in the United States, right?
Mm.
Obviously, we're all part of the same thing. But every time I hear these stories about Hawaii feeling like, and again, you probably know the inside, and I don't know if you want to answer, but is it true what they say, that Hawaii feels like the U.S. came in and kind of took everything?
Oh, like the territory?
Yeah. And again, I don't have to go legal or political.
Right.
More of like your perspective of what you experienced.
Right. Like growing up, like in school, like we would always learn about like the annexation and all this stuff. I think Hawaiians sometimes do feel that way, because a lot of the times, like there's a lot of people that come to Hawaii to live there, and they like sometimes like overcrowd the area. So then like the people that actually like the Hawaiians that live there, they feel like they're overcrowding, and like they don't have much space, and they also don't have as much money to be able to pay for like a nice house. Even though like that's their like country, like that's where they're from, you know. So I feel like that's like why sometimes there's like some controversy with people like tourists coming there. But I know a lot of tourists, and like if you just respect the culture, respect the people, like that's all that matters. Like, that's all they want. They want disrespect, and like they don't want you to like barge in and like take their land, like whatever, you know. That's what they.
I see.
So they're very like sensitive on that kind of topic.
Yeah. And based on what you're saying about, you know, your whole aspect of acts of kindness, I feel like all Hawaiians, we've been to Hawaii once,
together,
right? But I've been there twice. But in general,
yeah.
Everybody's so kind and so nice. and nobody's guarded. They're like always greeting you. Yeah. So I can understand why when you have a lot of tourism, mm-hmm. you have these insane Americans, right, guys, that go in and say like, give me this, give me that.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I can feel that. Yeah. That can pull them from feeling like, well, I mean, are they here for good intentions or what's right. going on? So I appreciate that answer because now I know at least people can find out that, hey, go to Hawaii, go visit it. They're not going to have a resistance against you.
Right, right.
They're actually going to be cool and very inviting.
They're inviting. You just have to make sure that you respect them and their space. And yeah, like a lot of people, they go because like they want to live there because they think it's like super beautiful and nice, but then they don't understand the backstory. So understanding like the backstory and like some people like they understand it and they prefer not to live there because they like respect them and they need their space and they need to like be able to like they don't want to like overcrowd Hawaii because right. it is Hawaii. Getting overpopulated.
I agree, man. There's only so much space to
be right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, well, and I feel that Hawaii has its own like culture in a way. You know what I mean? Like yeah. you guys are really very cultured.
Yeah.
And with that being said, do you feel like you've ever had any like pushback from your influencing that you're doing? Like, did you ever get any like, hey, like this, like not to do this? And you know, how did you like fight that if you did? Because you're doing amazing.
Like backlash.
Yes, that's okay. What I was looking for.
Even if it's family, right? Sometimes some family, we've had people on our podcast say, oh, my mom and dad did not want me doing this. They told me I'm not gonna.
Especially coming from like a really chill place where you know you. It's like surfing and, you know, watching the sunsets and like very family culture here. Yeah. You know, you're out here doing like dances, like, you know, the streets and running the streets, put the like up to people.
It's a, well, like when it comes to like my parents, they're like very like old school. So it's like hard to like explain to them like what I do. But over time, like they understand that it can be like kind of like a career, which is why I'm actually in college right now. I'm finishing my last semester.
Oh, wow.
That's why I'm like, I flew out here to do this. But I'm just finishing up college because my mom and dad, they really want me to finish. And like, they worked their whole life for me to go to college. And you're going to be, so like, I, to like finish and get their wishes, I'm going to just do it for them. Finish it up. And it's not that bad, like, but it's sometimes hard because I'm out in college out there.
Okay.
Coming back and forth, sometimes it can be hard. But yeah, that's like how like the relationship is between my parents. For the people, like,
right.
I haven't really had any backlash from the people.
Okay.
Because of my message is very straightforward and like aloha, which is really good. And people, like, whenever I go out there and meet fans, they're always like, we love what you do. We love, keep doing what you're doing. And that just keeps me going. And I think that's important to just make sure that there's a few haters here and there, but like, it's not like something that
they're watching us, bro.
Yeah, it's all right, though. It's this.
Right.
Keep watching, though. Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
Right.
Keep watching. But, no, yeah, I think it hasn't been, like, a major kind of backlash. Yeah.
Right. And even with the few haters that you do deal with, like, how do you deal with them? Do you just ignore it? Do you respond?
Well, usually when I talk to, like, people that, like, hate on someone, like, I learned this a lot, but, like, usually there's something kind of, like, they're going through that they have to, like, put it on someone else. So that's kind of like how I approach it. And if there is someone, I just like, you know, either pray for them and hope they do the best, but I don't take it personally because it happens so often, especially when you're a creator, like hate comments are so common. So
right.
Like,
yeah, right.
Like, it's you just gotta brush it off your shoulder and like,
right.
you know, like kind of just do what you need to do. You know?
I get that. Yeah. Is there, okay. So every country has different languages. Hawaii has like this aloha concept.
Yeah.
Is there a certain change of language that you have because you were born in Hawaii?
Yeah.
And I know English is kind of pretty much the language, but are there words in Hawaiian that you can say that can you could complete like a full sentence in yeah. Hawaiian language?
So there's Hawaiian, but I don't speak Hawaiian.
Okay. Oh,
sadly, but I like there's this thing in Hawaii, it's called pidgin. So it's like little slang words that people like say.
It's called pidgin?
Yeah, it's called pidgin.
Okay.
So
we have like, to learn pidgin.
Right, you guys will learn. I'll teach you guys. So pidgin is pretty much like slang words that people use in Hawaii. Like, for example, like shoots means goodbye. Like
shoots.
And then they throw the shaka. So this is a shaka in Hawaii. Uh-huh. And they say shoots, cousin or something.
Okay.
And so then that's like kind of like bye, right?
Okay.
And then they say other words like Raja, which means like, okay, like good, like, okay, sounds good. Like,
okay.
Raja sounds
good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like, oh, we want to go to the beach? And then they're like, Raja. So that means that let's go.
So this you know, like, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. So like little slang words like that. There's a lot like trying to think of another one. I'm trying to think of another one. But there's a lot of different slang words that my dad uses. So like it's kinda like a Hawaiian thing. Like Hawaiian thing. Like
a large man
knows it, but then when people say it, like for example, like when I tell a friend out here, shoots, he's like so confused. So then I have to like tell him it's like a slang in Hawaii, you know? Yeah. Yo, they could be yeah.
So growing up with your parents, obviously you said you had one brother?
No, one sister.
One sister, I'm sorry.
Yes.
How's your relationship with your sister? Is she out here or in the States? Or
she both states. Yeah, yeah. She is in Hawaii. She's my sister. She goes to college. Is living the normal life.
Okay.
And yeah, our relationship is pretty good. We like sometimes like argue because we have like different schedules. And we have sometimes hard time to like meet up and hang out.
Right.
But I think that's just like a time period where it's like stressful and we have a lot on our plate. So, yeah, but I think definitely like in the future, we'll definitely like be a lot closer. I think just now it's like a very like time where we're both so busy with our careers.
Got it. I get it. No. Are you more mission oriented with being out here in California right now? Like you have a certain goal of what you want to do here, or you're kind of just freestyling?
I'm kind of freestyling it. Yeah. But I just know that like, I just have to be doing something that is different.
Right.
Something that like I haven't done before. And like else that's for example, like podcasting, like I've never even thought I would be on a podcast, but like, no, I'm here. And so like I'm like trying. Like
thank you for
being. It doesn't hurt to try.
Right.
You'll learn a lot from the process and you get better at it.
So, and kind of like something that's different that you do is the kindness test.
Yeah.
So what can you explain to our audience what the kindness
test? So the kindness test, I usually ask people like in the public if it would help me in any sort of way or form. Like I asked someone back in the day, like, would you help me like pay for a bus ticket?
Yeah.
And if they like a small act of kindness, they would be like, oh, here you go. Then I'll give them something in return.
Amazing.
There's other creators that do this as well, but I'm like more of like a Hawaii kind of version.
Yeah.
And I decided to like bring that out more a little bit
mm-hmm.
and do this more in Hawaii. But yeah, I just like, I kind of like got inspired by these other creators to like kind of like test their kindness to see if they're kind, then they should deserve kindness back.
Wow.
And so that's kind of like how it stemmed from.
Yeah.
And then I kind of changed the concept a little bit and like give them back certain things. Like for example, like last time, instead of money, like most people give, I give them like ice cream sandwiches or like some like work with different companies.
I want the ice cream sandwich.
Right. Yeah. So like just different like items.
Yes, that's cool. Yeah. Okay. And have you got like backlash from this? Like have you got people like getting mad at you for like asking them for stuff or?
When you're doing like interaction kind of content, like you get backlash a lot. Like people like are like, oh, we don't want to be a video. Like, can you not post this? Like it always happens.
Okay.
But yeah, it's not that bad.
Got it.
We experience it. Most of the time, people say no.
Yeah,
I don't want to be on it, but I mean, that's usually the most extent.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I heard that you also work with brands. So I wanted to touch base on that. So Psycho Bunny is one of them.
Yeah.
Red Bull, Feastables.
Yeah.
So many different brands. So what made you, how did you connect yourself to the brand business?
Yeah, these are huge brands.
Yeah, well, for me, I just, when I first started content, I just focused on the content. I didn't really like think about the brands. And over time going, they came to me.
No way.
So it's just they like, when the more you put yourself out there and the more you make unique content that's very engaging.
Yes.
The brands will notice you and then they'll come out. But like,
wow. They'll
reach out to you. That's the best. Sometimes I do outreach, but these big ones, they come to you.
So like maybe like, let's talk about like the two that maybe you mentioned was like Feastables and Bad Bunny. Those are like, I have music in my dad. But, you know, these two brands, so did they reach out to you?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
they reached to me. And like, for example, like I partnered with like Crime.
As
Crime Energy.
Amazing.
They reached out to me like via like either Instagram or like email.
Yeah.
And this, I kind of like been doing this so long, so I know how to like respond to these emails professionally.
Okay, yes.
And kind of negotiate on like what we can do for them, collaboration and like partnership and like compensation kind of stuff.
Right.
I love that. And are you doing it all by yourself or do you have like a manager?
Yeah, so I used to have a agency that I used to be a part of that helped me with it, but they didn't really help me out too much. Mm-hmm. And I was finding more progress with what I was doing by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't mind doing it because like, it just takes a little bit more time. And I just have to like reply to emails and stuff, but it doesn't take a long time.
Wow. And these are major brands. So even like Prime Energy Drink is huge. I mean, how do you feel when these major brands, you know, reach out to you? Like, I mean, how did you feel when you first got like a major brand reaching out to you?
When the first time I was like super excited, you know, it's super excited. Like I was like, there's no way this company is gaming right now. Like, and want to work with me. Like,
yes.
But over time, like it kind of gets like, not as exciting because it happens so much.
Right, right.
But I wish it didn't happen. I was just super excited every time. But like, over time, like it's kind of like, oh, this is super cool. But I'm not as excited as it first was.
Right, right.
But like, I would love to work with new companies and just like try different things.
Right. Is it coming from different like platforms? Is it mainly coming from Instagram or TikTok or YouTube or all?
So like the them reaching out.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I think it's through Instagram. Right?
Okay.
Instagram.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Instagram is like more of a
brand connector.
That and also like a good like our age, like a older demographic, rather than like TikTok and like maybe like Snapchat and you like more like younger kids.
Right.
Demographic. So, they mainly look for like Instagram and that's like they're like. That's what they look for, and they
got it. Nine,
look
nine.
For brands, yeah.
Love it.
Did you, as you are now a current influencer, did you ever think you this is what you wanted to do? Because you say you're still going to college to satisfy your parents,
right?
Do you feel like this is how you wanted to be, or what exactly made this possible?
So, I'm almost done with college. One more semester. I'm on my last semester.
Well, what are you studying?
I'm doing business and marketing.
Okay,
that's
what we know.
Yeah, that's what we know.
Okay, yeah.
In the right place.
And yeah, it mixes with everything that you
Yeah, it really does.
Right, it mixes in pretty well.
Yes.
But after that, I think I'm just going to focus on content and just learn more things about like in the business world. I feel like that's a lot of like cool things I want to learn about. And yeah, I always was very interested in business, like learning about how to build a business and like the back end, the front end, like and managing everything. Like that's what I want to do. In the future, so hopefully it can all lead into that, you know.
Did you want to do the business all your life, or was like your first thing that one point you're like, oh, this is what I'm gonna do for my life?
So I always wanted to build something. I always was a kid, like I wanted to like create something.
Okay.
So I would always build Legos. That was my favorite toy as a kid.
Love it.
But then growing up, I was like, oh, maybe I should be an engineer because engineers build things. But over time, I was like, building a business would also be really cool too. So I've kind of switched over. And then when I started making content and creating, I felt so like, it was like a passion. I loved this filming. And so it was like making something out of nothing. And like, I could have editors for my videos, but I choose not to because I love editing. Like, I love producing unique content. And like, I'm proud of my work, even if it doesn't get that many views. I'm just proud of what I did. Like, it's like making something out of nothing, and it's like pretty cool.
Right. I mean, if you think about it, you're still kind of a creating something.
You're a creator. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're still pure. And I mean, even connecting with major brands like Amazon, you have like Amazon links that people go and click on it. So how did you get into that as well? Did they also reach out to you?
No. So the Amazon links are those are like Amazon associate links.
Okay.
So those are like affiliate marketing.
Yeah.
Like for Amazon. I kind of just, in Hawaii, I like, have nothing to do but like work. Really? So like it's like very chill life.
Mm-hmm.
So I just do a lot of research and like I'm very trying get as much knowledge as I can,
right,
while I have the free time.
Wow.
Because like time is very valuable, and I realized that because a lot of people, they don't get the time to be able to like learn things because they're so always working. Because I used to work at a restaurant. I used to be a server.
Okay.
And I used to serve people, and it was like I had no time to like do anything.
Wow.
And so me quitting that job, I realized how valuable time is. And so taking the time to like learn other things and really be very aware of where my time is going is like what helped me get to where I am today too.
Love it. Okay, so yeah. So sorry, going from a restaurant worker, right?
Yes.
A server. To being a creator now.
Yeah.
I'm sure, you know, the audience wants to know, like, are you doing really good now on monetization.
Right. Yeah.
Is that something you're doing?
Right when I quit my survey job, I hated it so much that I was like, I'm going to do this content thing. I'm going to make it work. And I'm like, no matter what, I'm going to go all in and I'm going to figure it out. And I did. I'm doing enough and I'm doing better than what I was at the job.
Amazing. So it actually allows you to monetize. It allows you to travel the world. It allows
you to get brand deals.
But it does it to like work.
Okay.
And that's what I love about it. And it feels just like a passion. And I love doing it.
Which that's powerful.
The most important thing is like, if you have a passion, it doesn't have to be content creation. It could be anything. But do that and like you figure out how to make money off of that. And then that's all that matters. Because if you like are stuck in a loop that of something that you don't want to do, and like, or like, say like your parents tell you to like become a doctor or something, but you don't really feel like doing that, like you're going to be miserable. And like, they want the best for you. And, but sometimes you have to do what's best, what you think is best for you. So,
wow. I couldn't agree more. We had an influencer here. I won't name the person, but this person had 20 million followers.
Yeah.
And this person's parents rejected her like from the beginning. And even to this day, I believe so, it's still the same.
Really?
So it's crazy how the passion for so many people are different.
Yeah.
You can become who your parents want you to be, or you become the best version of who you want to be. And eventually how you monetize at 20 million followers is so much more. You're making a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
But also doing what you want, like right. What you enjoy.
Right. And it doesn't feel like work.
You know? So I think that's amazing. I love that you have so much passion for it. You know, so you have all this greatness. So I want to dig into something that's not so great.
Right.
So, I'll take a switch of the vibe.
So check this out, guys. So has there been a time, and most people always have one, right? Has there been a time where you just thought it was, this is not happening. My life is not going so well. Everything's going wrong. I feel hurt. I'm in pain. I'm going to hide. Because you're naturally an introvert, so you might hide more often than anybody else. I do the same. I hide all the
time. Yeah, yeah.
But has there been a time where things just didn't go your way and you probably just were kind of not giving up?
That's a good question. I think, yes, this has happened before. This is actually like right before I started the interview content. And I was like at the very low point. I had a lot of health issues.
Oh, wow.
My stomach. Okay. And a lot of uncertainty. Like doctors didn't know what was going on with me. I had like done all these tests. And it's still like going on right now. They haven't figured out what it is.
Oh, wow.
But it's like I know I'm okay. I mean, it's not something major. It might be like a chronic ongoing issue. Mm-hmm. So that kind of like was the start of it. But when it first started, I was very, very stressed. I didn't know what I was doing and didn't know what was going on with me. Like there was like something going on with me, and like they were doing all these tests at the hospital. I was in and out of the hospital like almost like for like 2 months straight.
No way.
Doing all these testing, and they couldn't figure out what it was. And I was also like didn't have any income. Like I was like, I just quit my job at serving. I was very like lost in what I wanted to do. So what I did was I just give everything to God. I just pray and I like give everything to Him, and I finally was able to figure it out. Like, but after He helped me, I think He helped me a lot.
Wow.
Right after that, He kind of helped my stomach issues a little bit.
Okay.
He gave me peace because I was so stressed. He gave me peace. He allowed me to go on social media and be able to provide financially for me, and to be able to also move out here and connect with people. Like that all happened in the span of 4 months right after this happened.
No, wow.
So I feel like God gets you when you're at your lowest, and He takes you, and if you really trust in Him, then He'll bring you to the top.
Wow.
Like if you just trust in Him.
That's a great message. I mean, so many times that I wanted it, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm quitting the podcast. I'm quitting influencing. I'm quitting everything. And we're already 100 podcasts deep, so it hasn't stopped. You know, so, and me and him, you know, we that's another story. So, I can understand that in so many people that watch this stuff, they don't know that, they don't realize that we also bleed. We also have bad experiences and we want to give up probably every day.
Right.
Like, I'm done. I'm just going to stay home and hide. You know, but we keep going, you know? So,
and I feel like social media, they portray like only the good highlights.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that people like, for example, like kids and people that see, like, oh, this guy's life is so amazing. But then behind the scenes, it's not the same. So that's an important thing to know, that social media is not everything you see. And it's only the highlights of everyone's life. It's not the full story. So, because everyone's going through something, and it, and like, there's always everyone that has issues. There's people that have issues all the time.
No,
I just wanted to put out that.
No, that's really powerful. And even sitting here today, we would have never known that you were going through these issues, because we've been following you for quite some time, and we go back on your Instagram, you know, far back, and I would never know that you were going through these things again. And social media really portrays that you're just having the best life ever, that doing these interviews, you're flying from Hawaii to California to other places that were
got it going. Now
you got it going.
Yeah, this guy's like he's doing something cool. Like
he's like, and then you know, like you said, you came to this really hard point in your life, and these are really hard points. It's literally health. It's literally no money.
Right.
And you still put your faith in God, and you just let you know, you let Him control what was going on with you, and because you had that higher faith. I mean, you're sitting here again today doing a podcast. Now you're monetizing off of all of these different places, connecting with huge companies like Amazon. I mean, this is major. And like you said, just was this maybe like a year back, 2 years maybe?
This was like about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Really recent, actually. Wow. Even. Yeah, that was so much. This past year, like I grew the most.
Yes.
As a person.
Right.
And social media, in life, different aspects of life, like, more social and like it's just crazy. This value, like, one, all it takes is 1 year. Like, if you can lock in and like get things, like if you trust in God and you take all the risks, then just like 1 year can change your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. Yeah.
Wow. No, your evidence here that like a year can change your life, just like you just said right now, honestly, you just have to keep going.
And it's like you have to just take day by day.
Right. Okay.
Like, not think about like, oh, when I'm gonna get this, like, stop comparing yourself, like, your day one to, like, someone's day 30.
Got it.
Or day, like, 100, you know?
Yes.
Like, everyone starts at the bottom.
Right.
And everyone works, and everyone's in there.
So. I love that, because we actually just went to a restaurant recently. We met the manager of the restaurant, and he gave us the same advice to take it day by day.
Yeah.
And it was some really powerful advice, because sometimes I'm looking, like, into the future. I'm looking into, like,
he's going crazy.
I'm going crazy over so many different things, you know?
And like, what if it doesn't work out? What is this disaster?
And I'm like, yeah. It's gonna work out, right?
They work out. Do what we're gonna do right now at the present moment, and keep working, because we're building something.
Yeah,
every time,
right?
And like, I see the vision now, but
yeah,
your older self would look it down here and be like, "Wow, I'm glad I just kept going."
That's powerful. I love that. I love that so much.
So almost here in our end of our podcast. So you're here in Beverly Hills. You're doing your thing.
Yeah.
Are you gonna be doing some acts of kindness out here in Beverly Hills?
Yes. So I hope to. I will only be out here for like 4 days, because I have to go back to school. But it's so random. Like, I don't know what I'm doing out here, but we're out here. You know, we're out here.
Yeah. We convince you a little bit.
Part of it.
A little bit. I wanted to, like, I mean, do stuff that I'm not usually do. Although I went out here and did it. You know.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah, like, I probably would do that, but, like, I'm trying to figure out and finish school first.
Yeah.
Like, once I'm done with that, like, that takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And going to socials in Hawaii, and then hopefully move out here.
Love
that.
Okay. Fine. Yeah, actually, so we want to talk about a little bit before we end this about your plan. So one thing that we always talk to our podcast guest is, okay, your situation that you're in now, it sounds amazing. You know, usually the people we have on our podcast, they're doing pretty amazing things, and you are as well. But at the same time, you also are very young. So we want to know, like, what does your 5-year plan look like? Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Are you going to have, like, your own maybe production company? Where do you feel like you're going to be living? Like,
question.
You know, because I feel like you have that mindset of also looking forward to the future, even though you live day by day. I'm sure you plan as well.
It's good to like plan day by day and like kind of get a sense of like where you want to go to.
Yes.
Like, not just like only think about the present.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Because like it would be kind of like you don't know where you're going, you know?
Right,
right. Kind of has like kind of some sort of direction for where you want, like kind of end goal.
Yeah. Mm.
It's good to have an end goal and what you want to do with everything.
Yeah. So yeah, the 5-year plan. What's Micah's 5-year plan?
In 5 years, I definitely want to be traveling a lot, like experience new things, meet new people, definitely be out here like a lot more, and possibly even move here.
Okay.
Be able to like get a strong community here and friends that will like lift me up and continue to push me to do like more and more. Because that's not what I have in Hawaii.
God,
I'm like the only one out there, like really
got it.
Like I don't have anyone that's like helping me and like wanna film with me and like always doing something.
Right.
And more like, oh, we're gonna go to the beach and relax.
Yeah.
Instead of, oh, you're gonna go film content or make a build a business or something. So I wanna surround myself with a strong group, get closer to God. And yeah, that's kind of like what I want to do in 5 years. I'd probably build a business around my social medias.
Wow, amazing. I love that.
And funnel everything through there, grow my YouTube. And yeah, that's probably pretty much like every year I have goals, like I list out. And so if I don't reach the goals, then I have to do like some sort of punishment. They have to like, drink a bottle of hot sauce. Or something. So
okay.
I really need to like get these goals or die.
Right, and right.
What I do. Yeah.
I love that. Is there like certain places that your mindset is focused on to travel to? Like for us, we're traveling to Japan in about a month.
Oh, nice.
Right? You know,
awesome there. It's like,
oh, wait, so you've been?
Yeah, I've been to Bali.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I've been there like 4 times.
No way. Oh, my God.
Japan is like super good. Super nice people. And like amazing. The culture there is amazing. I'm Japanese, so that's why like I kind of know the culture.
Okay, wait, more over here. Yeah, but you're Hawaiian.
Right. So I'm Japanese?
No, I'm not Hawaiian at all.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Okay, old time. Now it all.
So I'm actually Japanese and Okinawan, which is a different part of Japan. But my ancestors, they migrated to Hawaii for like plantation work.
Okay.
Back in the day when, and my grandpa, he built his business in Hawaii.
Got it. Okay.
And then my mom and sisters grew up on a different island, Molokai. And then she moved to Oahu, which is where I'm from. And then kind of raised me there.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
So you're naturally born from Hawaii, but your family is from Japan.
Yeah.
Which makes you Japanese / Hawaiian in a way. You're in mix.
Yeah, yeah. But for like me, my whole life was in Hawaii. So I kind of grew up with the Hawaiian culture, vision, all that stuff.
Right.
But I don't even know Japanese.
Oh, just like, I was going to ask you.
It was kind of like cut right after like my grandpa moved and like died over time. I know a little bit, but not too much.
Got it. Yeah, we don't know much at all. We're going to go there. We're studying the language as much as we can, like the simple.
No, you guys are like,
all that.
They love it. Wow, this is like a fun fact about Micah. Because, again, you have so much of that Hawaiian culture that we truly thought that.
Yeah, I was Hawaiian.
A
lot of people thought I was Hawaiian or like Filipino or something.
Okay, yeah,
I'm Japanese. I'm not any of those others, but I'm pretty much Hawaiian at heart.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
Going out there and I live there and I understand the people and the culture there. So, yeah.
No, love it. Okay. And so besides Japan, are there other places that you're like, okay, I have to visit there?
For sure. Definitely like Europe.
Okay.
Australia.
Right.
I love it to me just traveling wherever. Like that's different. Because LA is just like, it doesn't matter where it is. It just has to be somewhere different.
Right.
Like no matter what, you learn something from that place. And yeah, that's what I love about like traveling. It's just that you don't know what's gonna happen. You don't know what the culture is like there, but always like it could be good or bad. I've had bad travel experiences, but it was worth it. Like I'm glad I experienced that.
You know, about it. Yeah,
it's just traveling wherever.
I love that.
Oh,
well, we got the traveling Micah here with us. So, Micah, thank you so much for being on our podcast. Honestly, we love to end it with a message that you can give to your people that are gonna watch. We're creating some reels and we're going to share these with you. We could collaborate on these as well. Some people do, depending on your platform.
Okay.
But if you want to look at the camera and look at and share maybe any message that you can get to your followers about things that they can do to improve their life or things that you think would be the right message for them.
Right. So all like my followers out there, I just want you guys to keep going through whatever you're going to do. And like, it's only like tough times are only temporary. And I've been there and everyone has been there. And, just make sure to, like, whatever you do in life, make sure to always have the aloha spirit and be true to yourself. Never change or compare yourself to other people. Always be true and to your roots and just be a nice person. And that's all it takes. It's free to be kind and be nice to people. So just always spread the aloha no matter where you go and just be kind because a lot of people are not. So make sure to just always be nice and stay true to yourself. That's all.
Wow.
That is so true.
Powerful message, true. Micah, thank you so much for being here with us. Seriously, in Beverly Hills. And don't forget to go check out Rodeo. They're only 2 streets away.
Yeah, I do, man. I heard it.
Oh, no, you will be today. You'll love it. They have great food and everything. But thank you so much. Guys, thanks for watching. You'll watch this on our usual YouTube and all the other platforms, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So,
And ask somebody, where could they find you? Is it just
oh, yeah.
This is your tag?
Yeah, so this is my time, Marga Tengdon, for like everything social media, but it's like slightly different for like Snapchat and stuff, but
Okay.
it's around the same. Like you, I mean, you put the name.
Okay. Right. You'll pop up.
For sure. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for being here for us again, and we appreciate you.
Yeah,
Hey,
for having me, and I appreciate you for having me.
Thank you.
So, guys, thanks so much. We appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Bye, guys.